This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us to talk us some football, college, NFL, little Aztecs, Kirk Morrison, friend of the show and former Aztec. Kirk, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. How we doing today, fella?
Good, good. Kirk, I got to ask you about this Rams squad, right? I mean, they're sitting at 5-4. It seems like everyone's searching for answers. What do you think the biggest problem is with the Rams right now?
Well, I think, honestly, it's an identity crisis right now, Tony. I mean, they've been a fairly healthy team under Sean McVay. They haven't had that significant injury to the quarterback, running back, offensive line, wide receivers. I mean, they've even had the healthy defensive player of the year of the last two seasons in Aaron Donald. And then all of a sudden this year, it's sort of changed, right? This offensive line has had three starters down at one point. Right now, currently, they have two starters who are on IR. They have one more who will be out for this week. So it's been a shuffling of the offensive line. Jared Goff signed one of the biggest contracts in NFL history, and he's not living up to that contract. And then now Todd Gurley's been on a pitch count. So you compile all that together, Tony, and I could just kind of say that this is a team that really offensively is really trying to figure out who are they, and then actually, who can they be the rest of the season? But defensively, they're playing well. It's just as hard when you go to the Super Bowl, automatically you become the hunted. No longer are they the hunters.
Yeah, I was going to say that was really kind of the bigger story in my mind is the fact that the Rams lost the Super Bowl last year, and all of a sudden it's not as easy. And that seems to happen to a lot of teams. You explained it, though, because teams get up for you. Cleveland, I think, is going through that this year, don't you, Kirk? I mean, last year they won 7 games because nobody took them seriously. This year, everybody takes them seriously, and they've only won 3 games.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say people are taking them seriously. I just think that the expectations for what they accomplished last year, your expectation for the Cleveland Browns is what, playoffs or bust. Or, you know, people have you have that kind of talent, the expectation is you must win more games than you did a year ago. For the Rams, the expectation going into the season was what? You got to win the Super Bowl. Like, you've already it's just getting there. Like, okay, how did you one up what you did the year prior? And then you look at a team like the Raiders who were just bad last year, right? And now they've kind of overachieved. They may not even make the playoffs, but people see the improvement. And so since the expectations were so low, it seems like the Raiders are having a great season, which they are. But, you know, I mean, honestly, let's be honest. I mean, they're still in the middle of the pack.
Right.
But
they have the same record as the Rams.
Right. But that's what expectations do to you. Chris, you put it out right there. They have the same record as the Rams. And yet one team seems to be like, wow, look at how great they are. And this other team is like, oh, man. So that's all it is. Expectations, it does that to teams.
Now, you mentioned Jared Goff, Kirk, and he's having some troubles. Is it specifically because of the offensive line? Or is this something that, you know, is kind of popping up? People were kind of skeptical when it came to giving him that big contract. Or is that the reason why?
Well, I think it's kind of all of the above, right? Offensive line has been shaky. Last week he had Brandon Cooks out of the game, who is, trust me, the Rams, their receivers are all in place for a reason. They all have to be on the field because they all work in unison. I think they all need to be out there. And then on top of that, I mean, the Rams have given contracts a year early, right? Except for Aaron Donald. They waited till like the last minute. But it seems like offensively they gave these contracts too early, and all of a sudden you start to see them play out, and it's like, whoa, it's almost like buyer's remorse. But I think for the most part, what we're seeing with Jared Goff is that here's a guy who's getting paid a ton of money, and you look at his production, and are we saying that too much has to be right for Jared in order for him to be successful? Whereas I think we look at Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, who will be tangling this weekend, you know, Ravens and Texans. And then you look at Russell Wilson, and we can arguably say they don't have much, but they make something out of nothing where it seems like a golf, you have to be perfect for him to, you know, show and put up the numbers that he does when you're saying that he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
You know, yesterday we were actually talking about, we had a countdown with top rivalries. When you were playing, talk a little bit about that Chiefs-Oakland rivalry, because that was one of the ones that reached in our top five.
Yeah, that man, you know what, honestly, for me, I was talking about this actually the other day, because the Raiders had played the Chargers. And I said, man, it was like a rivalry each time you play within the division, right? I mean, it was old school. It was always, you know, whether it was Raiders, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs. I mean, these were old school matchups. And even go as far as before, remember the realignment of the NFL before they put Seattle into the NFC West. It was, remember, the Raiders and Seahawks, you know, back in the Kingdome and in the Coliseum. Those are in the L.A. Coliseum. Those were some rivalry matchups that we won't see much more. But I think of all of them, though, Tony, it is, yeah, the Chiefs-Raiders was the matchup. It was the fun one, man. And being a part of those, a couple of those in my career, I definitely enjoyed my time.
How did you get pumped up for a game of that kind of magnitude? I mean, you had to be physically ready to play every single week. I know that. But did you have to find another gear sometimes when you played the Chiefs, when you played a Monday night game, when you played a nationally TV game? I mean, was there a way to even get yourself more geeked up for an NFL game than you already were?
I think a lot of the times, Chris, it's more the environment. You know, the environment really has you on another level. I mean, like I said, I will always tell folks, man, playing at Kansas City was something special, right? Because, you know, here is just a drive into the, you know, to the stadium, and there's really nothing. You don't see anything. And then all of a sudden you start this decline once you get off the freeway, and you just see this big like smoke in the air, and you're trying to figure out, what is this smoke coming from? Is there a fire? And then all of a sudden you realize that it's like 500 barbecues going on at one time in the parking lot. And this haze or this smoke that you saw in the air was just from that. And it just, all of a sudden you see that Arrowhead Stadium and it's sunk down, right? Because when you walk in, you're almost like at field level because the stadium's actually in the ground. That's why the noise was so loud. But those are kind of things that, like, you didn't need much more motivation. Just being in those environments and hearing those fans, you know, whether they booed you, whether they were doing the tomahawk chop, or they're in Bronco, or you're in Denver, they're saying incomplete, or hearing that darn San Diego the Chargers song after a while. Those are the things that really got me up.
That's really a great point. Great point. Kirk Morrison with us talking some football. Kirk, we appreciate the time. I know you got to run. Real quick, I want to ask you about our Aztecs because we got into the rankings last week and then got beat. And unfortunately, that has been kind of a theme the last few years. I don't know. Can we tie that into the same expectations type of situation that we're talking about in pro football and with the Aztecs? As soon as the expectations are there, they haven't been able to meet them. It's weird.
Yeah, it's what you kind of get accustomed to, right? It's the Aztecs. They always beat the teams they're not supposed to, and they lose to the teams. You know, I mean, sorry, they beat the teams that they are not supposed to, and they lose to the teams that they're supposed to beat. It just happens like that way too often. But at the end of the day, it's a team that no matter what you put on paper, they're going to be 8-4, 9-3, and that's who the Aztecs are every single year. It's almost to a point where they peaked, and you're just waiting for that breakout season. But when is it going to come?
Yeah.
So at some point, it's repetitive over and over again. But who takes 9-3 and say, wow, I mean, and disappointed? I think that's what Aztec fans are, disappointed at 9-3 or even 8-4, maybe even this year. You know, they may only lose two games. Who knows? But it's just difficult that I think when people have those expectations of seeing, hey, we could be the Group of Five champion or we could be that. And Rocky Long is quick to tell you, you know, maybe we don't deserve it. And now you saw being, you know, losing to a Nevada team that to me is not very good. But, you know, it happens that way. And you eat the humble pie, and now you're just hoping for a better bowl, right? But it's like I say this all the time, I know I got to go, fellas. But, you know, you get me as a former Aztec, you won't always want the best. But when everything is kind of in your hands, you know, the destiny is kind of in your hands of how you want to handle it, you can't be upset in where they send you when it comes to the bowl season.
Touche. Maybe we ought to listen to Coach Long a little more often. It seems like he predicts these things before they ever happen. Kirk, appreciate the time, brother. We got to get out of here. Thanks for the time.
See you.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.